Hello everybody and welcome back to English with Amelia. Before talking about our next city, I wanted to ask you a favour. This is the last episode in the Backpacking Around Britain series, and I want you to tell me what you want me to do next. Do you want me to talk about pronunciation, for example, or maybe British culture or grammar? If you have any ideas, please message me on Instagram. My Instagram is at english.withamelia. Okay, brilliant. So, today we are looking at our final city, which is an absolutely beautiful one. It is further north than York, and it is actually in an entirely different country. You guessed it, today we are talking about Edinburgh. Edinburgh is the capital of the amazing country, Scotland. Scotland is the country which is to the north of England. Similarly to Wales, Scotland has its own government, traditions, flag, food, and even its own language. However, unfortunately, not a lot of Scottish people speak Scottish Gaelic anymore. The country has a population of about 5.5 million people, and half a million of those people live in the capital city, Edinburgh. So, when was Edinburgh created? People have been living in the area around Edinburgh for about 8,000 years. But in 850 BC, it officially became a town called Dun-Edin, which means the fortress on the rock. A fortress is a military building, an army building. In a car, Edinburgh is about 7 hours north of London, so a very, very long way. But don't worry, it is only 4 hours away from York, which is a little bit better. Come on, let's get a snack, get on the train, and go to our final destination. Okay, so we have arrived in Edinburgh, and the first thing we must do is a walking tour of the Old Town. Edinburgh Old Town is over 1,000 years old, and It is built in an unusual place because it was built on a hill. People built their homes and also a big castle at the top of this hill. And this is where you can find the famous Edinburgh Castle. I know I said hill, but I have a fun fact. Edinburgh Castle is actually built on the top of a volcano. Don't worry though, the volcano has been dormant, so it has not done anything, it has not exploded in 340 million years, and hopefully it will stay that way. You must go and visit Edinburgh Castle. It has an absolutely amazing history. Since it was built, it has been a home to the royal family. It has been a military base, and it has even been a prison, as well as one of the most attacked castles in the world. If you are sporty enough to climb up the hill / volcano to go to the castle, you will have some breathtakingly beautiful views of the city. I have another fun and, well, hopefully fun and weird fact about the castle. An elephant actually lived there. A Scottish national, so a Scottish person, went to Sri Lanka and brought back an elephant who lived in the castle grounds, so the castle gardens. And this elephant also had a particular love of beer, the alcoholic drink, and before bed, he used to reach his trunk, so his nose, but for an elephant, through the kitchen window, and he used to drink a pint of beer. You can go and look at the elephant's toes in the museum, which is next to the castle. From Edinburgh Castle, you can walk what is known as the Royal Mile. A mile is about 1.3 kilometers, and this is a walk from Edinburgh Castle to the Palace of Holyrood House, which is one of Queen Elizabeth's many homes. Many famous people have lived there, including Mary, Queen of Scots. The old town has a lot of cute pubs, shops and bars, which are very Instagram worthy. And there are a lot of very cute and interesting little roads and alleyways where you can get lost for hours. Although it is very romantic nowadays, this was not always the case. At one point, Edinburgh's old town was overly so too crowded, and there was a lot of crime and poverty. Therefore, in the 18th century, rich people who could afford to, who had the money to, decided to move out of the old town, and they made a new, richer part of the city, which is called the New Town. This part of the city actually looks a lot like Bath, which is a city we talked about a few weeks ago. This is partly what makes Edinburgh so unique and different, because it almost feels like two different towns which have been smashed together. If you want to save some money and do something for free, the National Museum of Scotland is absolutely fascinating, and here you can learn all about the very interesting history of Scotland. And the next thing I am about to tell you about is not free, but if you visit Edinburgh in August and you like art and culture and music, you will absolutely love the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, which is the largest arts festival in the world. Here you can watch all types of shows, such as dance shows, comedy shows, opera, exhibitions, and they even do shows about Star Trek and Star Wars. There really is something for everyone. The Camera Obscura and World of Illusions is also definitely worth a visit. An illusion is a false idea. It is when your brain makes you think you are seeing something that is not really there. In this attraction, you can look at yourself in 1,000 different ways in these funny mirrors, and you can walk through mind-blowing tunnels with amazing illusions that, as we say in English, will blow your mind. They will amaze you. Edinburgh is not only beautiful, but it is also creative, full of culture, and one of the oldest cities in the UK. Exploring Edinburgh is only the beginning of discovering and finding out about the amazing country called Scotland, which has some of the most beautiful and fascinating places in the UK. There is so much to discover here, from the good old Loch Ness Monster, massive lakes, to the gorgeous landscapes of the Scottish Highlands, and there are also the rural Shetland Islands, which are found on the north coast of Scotland, and they are as north as Norway. Out of all the cities we have looked at, which one would you like to visit the most and why? Let me know on my Instagram, which is @english.withamelia. Thank you so much for listening to this series and all of your amazing support. It means so much. Thank you. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and until next time, goodbye.